It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Healthcare workers in more Colorado health systems may soon be required to get the COVID-19 vaccine. This comes as the Delta variant drives new corona cases and vaccinations level off. Phoenix-based Banner Health, which runs 5 Colorado hospitals, announced a mandate last week for its workers to be vaccinated as a condition of employment. UC Health's Dr. Richard Zane says it already requires employees to get a flu vaccine. He says a COVID-19 vaccination mandate is coming later this year.
It's a matter of, are we going to put this thing behind us because we have the tool to do it, or are we not?
Nationally, more hospitals, health systems, and governments are mandating the vaccine. Kaiser Permanente, Colorado, and Denver Health are weighing options. Some other systems are sticking with cash incentives. Air pollution from common fuels and chemicals may kill 10 times more people than scientists thought. That's according to new research led by CU Boulder. CPR Sam Brash has more.
Scientists and regulators have traditionally worried about two types of air pollution: direct toxins from heavy industries and emissions that react in the atmosphere to form harmful chemicals like ozone. The new research suggests paints and pesticides also deserve attention. The findings show pollution from those products tend to form tiny particles known to harm human health. They estimate the problem accounts for as many as 900,000 premature deaths across the globe each year. I'm Sam Brash with CPR News.
The Front Range has been under an ozone alert for more than 3 weeks, and that continues today. The state is warning people who are especially sensitive to ozone to limit their time outdoors. A hotel industry veteran is taking over as director of Colorado's tourism office. Previously, Timothy Wolf was general manager of Denver's iconic Brown Palace Hotel. The tourism spot has been vacant since Kathy Ritter left unexpectedly in April. Wolf is taking over at a tricky time. Colorado's tourism industry is slowly coming out of the pandemic slump while facing worsening housing shortages and large crowds in resort communities. Colorado's high country has highs today in the 80s. This is CPR News.